Relationships matter in the workplace, and none more important perhaps the one you have with your manager. We all have a manager, and most of our days at work involves working and engaging with them. This relationship has a very important influence in our lives, from our mood, disposition, and daily performance at work to our professional growth and long-term career plans and goals. Managing your manager simply means building a good working relationship with your manager. Opening up to your superior, however, is not always easy for many of us. Sometimes we find it hard to articulate issues that bother us or start a conversation with our managers. It is important to remember that a relationship with your manager is not a one-way street. It takes time, effort, and mutual trust. A good working relationship leads to efficiency, competency, and personal and professional growth, both for you and your managers. Managers likewise value these relationships because it leads an office culture that puts premium of collaboration and teamwork. With these in mind, I want to give you some tips to help you start building relationships in the workplace and manage your managers. And the first one is know your manager. To work well with your manager, you need to know who they are. In the context of the workplace, look into the things that matter most to your manager. What are their goals, aspirations, and targets for the year? How do they like work to be done? Knowing these things about your manager will put you in a better position to support them in achieving their goals and to adjust to their working habits, leading to better work performance and relationships between the two of you. Equally important is looking at your manager as a person who has their own fears and insecurities, and not just as someone who holds the reins in the office. Try to look at things through their lenses to better understand your manager's motivations and why they act and perform the way they do. Knowing these things can help you align your performance to match their beliefs, preferred practices, and core values. Tip number two, communicate and communicate well. At the end of the day, relationships are built on communication. So communicate. Don't be afraid to talk to your managers and bosses, keeping in mind to always do it in the proper venue and within the proper context. For example, don't go in to talk to your manager when you are angry or in high emotions. This prevents you from approaching the conversation in a logical and rational manner. Also, take into consideration the communication method which your manager prefers. Do they prefer face-to-face conversations? Are they more comfortable communicating via email? Knowing your manager's preferred communication method will pave the way for a smoother conversation that will yield positive results. Communicating well will also mean that you have to be prepared on your part. You need to bring quality inputs to the conversation with your manager. Instead of listing complaints, present possible strategies and activities that can address issues and concerns. Being proactive and ready to provide possible solutions can help you articulate difficult concerns with your manager in a productive way. Meaningful conversations build up your relationship with your manager, both on the personal and professional fronts. Tip number three, leveling expectations with your manager. Misunderstanding and miscommunication in the workplace often occur because expectations between individuals are not aligned. For you to manage your manager, you have to align your performance with the expectation that they have for you. Understand how they rate your performance, what metrics they expect you to pull in at the end of the day, and your overall performance. Closely working with your manager on these expectations is healthy for your relationship. It keeps communication channels between you and your manager open and results in clarity in your performance for the attainment of your objectives as well as other workplace policies. So knowing the expectations of your manager will help you work both harder and smarter and will show your manager your willingness to cooperate and work together. Practice constant communication with your manager to keep your expectations aligned. Set at least one day a week to discuss expectations and performance reviews. Tip number four, perform well. Now that your manager has revealed their expectations, the ball is in your court. Performing well and beyond expectations is often the linchpin to managing your manager. A clear track record of exceptional performance and success goes a long way towards a good relationship with your manager, and in the process, build your career and achieve your long-term goals. An employee who performs will be in a better position to manage their managers versus an employee who doesn't. Executing your goals is one of the most concrete steps to manage managers. Tip number 5, support your manager's strengths, work around their weaknesses. Not all managers are created equal. We all have and will continue to encounter difficult managers because as individuals, we are all wired differently. We may not mesh well with our manager's style, preference, and personal idiosyncrasies, and the challenge is to find a balance on how to perform well while being able to work with a difficult manager. Dealing with difficult managers is a great way to build your leadership and interpersonal skills. In these situations, focus on your manager's strengths. Focus on their natural strength and support them on the things that they do well as their successes. On the other hand, try to work around their weaknesses. For example, if your manager often forgets deadlines and appointments, support them by maintaining a calendar and providing quick reminders. If you know that your manager prefers to have all information and data available, have all files available and ready during the meetings. Anticipate their needs and make yourself an indispensable part of the team. Your manager may be difficult, but remember, you gain nothing if you do not help them achieve the organization's goals. Also, try not to take your manager's shortcomings personally. Going back to number 1, try to see the reasons behind your manager's actions. Maybe they are overworked or have tight deadlines. Tip number 6, think long-term and share your goals. The goal of cultivating a good working relationship with your manager is to help you with your professional growth. Occasionally, share your goals with your manager, what you want to achieve, what you want to try doing at work, your ideas, and your difficulties. Managers appreciate feedback, and with a good working relationship between you, we'll be able to help mentor you and provide you with the experience and training that you need to move up. There is nothing wrong with expressing your goals and ambitions with your manager. Be honest with your aspirations and genuinely seek to learn from your experience and time with your manager. Ultimately, the key to managing your manager is effective communication. Talk to your manager and most importantly, listen and look for cues as to what your manager is telling you. Keep in mind the ways that you can establish and maintain a good working relationship with your manager. It will certainly do you no harm for your long-term career goals.